You're listening to SB Nation Radio. This is SB Nation AM.
12 minutes past the hour on SB Nation Radio. This is SB Nation AM. Roy Wood Jr. A little later on in the hour, it's double comedian, double performer, double actor hour here on a sports show. Who knew? Along with Tim Murray, who you can follow on Twitter, at @OneTimMurray. I'm at @Scott_Lynn980. Our next guest you can follow on Twitter as well, at Heitner, @HYTNER. We say good morning to Steve Heitner. You know him perhaps best as Kenny Banya of Seinfeld. Steve, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. Good morning to you.
We're doing quite well here in the nation's capital. Promotion, and we will continue to promote throughout. You will be in our immediate vicinity this coming weekend. It's a double shot of Steve. Seinfeld night for the Harrisburg Senators, including a performance after the game, and then Seinfeld night at the Bowie Bay Sox. You still love doing this stuff, Steve?
I do love it. I love doing it. First of all, I'm a sports nut. So one of the things about these Seinfeld nights at the minor league parks is I get to see a whole bunch of minor league parks, which is awesome.
Yep.
And then I like to do a little bit of a show at each one of them. You know, sometimes when I first did them, I would just throw out the first pitch, maybe saying, take me out to the ball game. But fans were like, man, we'd like to see him do stand-up. So we do a little VIP thing at the end of each one, and people can stay around, and I do like a Q&A and a little stand-up.
I know you've been asked this 8 million times, but so indulge me, oblige, and accept our apologies. Mm-hmm. The origin of the Banya character, how much is that of you? How much did you say, hey, listen, Jerry, Larry, I can add a bunch to this. Let me go with it.
Well, you know what is interesting is that when you audition for stuff, they give you, they don't even know exactly what they want. They have a rough idea, right? So the whole thing with Banya was he was the most annoying person in the world. That's what it said, right? Now, when you audition for shows, the walls are thin. You can hear other people auditioning. And I could hear everybody just being really annoying, and I was like, that's not going to hold up. So it was really my take on it that what if he's annoying because he wants to be Jerry's friend so badly that he's actually annoying because he's so upbeat. And that's where that kind of voice came from, and just desperately wanting to be Jerry's friend. And then once I made that difference, like Larry and Jerry were in the room, and they just broke out. They busted out because it was just, you know, much more fun to watch a guy who was upbeat.
There was a friend of mine. I'll bore you with personal details, and it's probably how I wound up in sports radio, boring other people with my personal details.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, exactly. I had a friend, Steve, who shall be nameless, because from time to time he may or may not be tuning into the show or listening to it on the stream or what have you. And right. he, nicest guy in the world, neighbors. I grew up in Philadelphia, so we had, you know, lots of row homes, and the neighborhood was Jews and Italians and this and that, and there was incredible diversity, and everybody ate dinner at everybody's house. But he was the kid who, after school, always wanted to play with all the other kids, no matter what was going on. I got homework to do. Well, call me when you're done doing your homework. You know what? So-and-so, I got a stomach ache. Well, call me when you're done with your stomach ache. And then years later, I see Kenny Banya, and I'm thinking, I had my own Banya right in my backyard who used to say, well, call me when you're done with your headache. Now, he never crashed at Mendy's, but, you know, we move on. Scott Little along with Tim Murray here on SB Nation Radio.
Well, you know, we got all kinds of great offers of where we were going to watch the final Seinfeld many years ago. And I ended up getting a tremendous offer, as many people did. And Mendy's had called my agent, and they wanted me to watch the final episode there. And my agents were like, well, this is what's on the table. And then they said, well, we're offering him dinner. And then he was quite upset when that was not the winning bid.
Steve, I got to ask, and our producer, who's actually on vacation, I'm sure he's very jealous because he's a huge Seinfeld nut, as I am as well. Having actors like yourself on who have done so many things but are remembered for a particular character on whether it was a cult movie or a TV show like Seinfeld, do you ever get tired of people probably coming up to you just yelling, it's gold, Jerry, it's gold? Do you get tired at all of people just randomly yelling things when they see you on the streets?
I feel like, well, number one, I'm not going to change it, right? So, you know, I can't fight it too much when you can't change it. And number two is I always feel it's like being an attractive woman. People are going to come up. They're either cool or they're not, right? So for me, if I'm standing in a bar or something and somebody comes over, you know, I'm out. But if I'm sitting at a restaurant with my son and I'm having dinner and I see they're on their way over, I know they're a jerk. I'm having dinner with my son. So I kind of put it more on the circumstances than necessarily, you know, because you can't change it. If I walk out the door, somebody's going to scream, so it's not a meal.
We're talking to Steve Heitner, who you can catch if you're in the Mid-Atlantic region or if you're just a big Seinfeld fan. Get in a car and drive to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania tomorrow night, Harrisburg Senators. And if you can't do that, then get to Bowie, Maryland, just outside Annapolis, Maryland, on Saturday night. Steve will be in attendance for Seinfeld night at both of those ballparks. Tickets available via both of their websites. Yeah, we got to get into it. I'm sure every interview you go on, the radio host, and I'm going to be that guy, ask you this dumb question.
Oh, no.
Steve, what is a meal?
I think a meal has to be something that is not offered on the appetizer portion of the menu. A meal has to be something that is in an entree section.
And how, if you were to, all right, so we've covered the, it's gold, Jerry. Oh, if you ever seen in a restaurant, I'm sure people are yelling, oh, did you have a meal or just the soup, Steve?
If I ask what the soup of the day is, I get a look like, man, you really can't let it go.
No. How often do you get asked about swordfish or salmon?
I'll tell you the truth. I think that one has slipped away. Like,
really?
Sometimes I'm amazed, like, that the stuff people remember about Seinfeld. Like, if somebody comes up and goes, that's gold, Jerry Gold, my God, very good, very good, quite a memory. but sometimes they'll say things so specific, even I'm impressed. Like, this guy came up to me and he goes, Kramer, your Nancy Boy Cream got all over my ticket. I'm like, wow, that's very, very specific. You know, about a different episode I did where I buy Kramer's suit right off his back and there's a laundry ticket in it, and you just go, man, my hat's off to you, dude. You really watch too much Seinfeld.
Are you ever surprised, were you surprised when you got this role and how Seinfeld has taken off, and you turn on TBS or any local Fox affiliate or CW? I mean, there's episodes of Seinfeld on nonstop all throughout this country. Are you surprised at how big your character became, cult-like, really, as you can have people like me thinking about, you know, the swordfish and it's
Ovaltine, Armani suits. You're part of the American lexicon. When Ovaltine comes to mind.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. I have signed more jars of Ovaltine than any human being who ever lived, and I had that title when I signed the first one. Whoever signed a jar of Ovaltine? So it's just never-ending. And, you know, in my act, I would do my show, and people would go, you were hilarious. You didn't talk about Seinfeld. Well, you know, it was a long time ago. I don't know if you seem like I'm holding on to something. And I do, you know, and it, sometimes one person says something and it finally gets through your head. I did another show and they're like, you were hilarious. You didn't talk about Seinfeld. I'm like, well, it was a long time ago. I don't want to see my, the guy looks at me and he goes, it was on today. So you just can't fight it. It's on three times a day.
We continue.
The thing is, the show never got tired. Like,
right.
It never became like the old show. It just became iconic.
We continue our chat with Steve Heitner. You can follow him on Twitter at Heitner, HYTNER, of course. Kenny Banya. But also so many other things. Steve, my daughter's now about to turn 15, and I remember watching with her when she was a youngin', or not so young. We saw you on Zach and Cody on the Disney Channel with those devilish Sprouse kids. What could have gone wrong, by the way, with a single mom living in a hotel with two kids just, you know, door open?
And then they threw him on a cruise liner.
Yeah, exactly.
Just at a boat.
Yeah.
Any situation.
And then as Marvin the Bellman on Good Luck Charlie, again, hey, five kids on the Disney Channel. I don't know, but the five children family Disney Channel, it just never really worked for me. And then, of course, Sonny with a Chance with Demi Lovato and Friends. And then Hung. You were not the title.
Not the title role, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. But you're still having fun with this. We look forward to coming out and seeing you this weekend. Again, if you are in the area, Seinfeld Night, Harrisburg Senators. That's tomorrow night. Seinfeld Night Part 2, Bowie Bay Sox. Steve, continued success. Thank you for being a part of life for all of us and being so easily relatable in your myriad of roles, sir.
Oh, thank you for the kind words. You guys have a great day.
We appreciate it. Follow Steve on Twitter, at Heitner.